Good afternoon. A chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations in the 30s and some experiencing frost, especially across the higher terrain. High pressure is dominating the weather picture, keeping it dry, and it is responsible for the nice turnaround we've seen so far today. Temperatures with a good amount of sunshine will continue to climb, and even as some clouds mix in, readings should top out in the middle 60s on average by mid to late afternoon. High pressure will be in control again tonight, keeping skies mostly clear, and it'll be seasonably cool with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. A front will make an approach tomorrow, so we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds out ahead of the front. Temperatures in the middle and upper 60s for highs, and more upper 60s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Another front will come by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Not much rain with these fronts, just weak disturbances. But cooler air behind this next one on Wednesday night, so Thursday, despite a return to full sunshine, will be back into the lower 60s. Another and more potent system will head our way for the day on Friday, with cloudy skies and a pretty good chance of rain across the area. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s out ahead of this system. Then, as we dry out with a chilly northwest breeze for the weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs will be back into the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the threat for widespread, catastrophic, and potentially historic flooding will continue across parts of the southeast today, as tropical moisture feeding into an area of low pressure is still producing moderate to heavy rainfall across parts of the region, particularly in South Carolina. Flood watches and warnings continue, and even as the rain tapers off, the flood risk will continue through the middle of the week. Gusty winds are also possible, which could lead to downed power lines. A wind advisory is also in effect. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Joaquin, located about 125 miles north of Bermuda. Joaquin is moving toward the north-northeast near 13 miles per hour, and a turn toward the northeast and east-northeast is expected over the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, the center of Joaquin will move away from Bermuda today. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 205 miles. A sustained wind speed of 39 miles per hour with a gust to 55 miles per hour were recently reported at the Bermuda International Airport. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Tacna, Arizona, to a low of 19 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 91, set in 1941, and the record low, 26, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:30 p.m., 11 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to middle-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs reaching the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs reaching the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, milder in the upper 60s, mostly sunny, upper 60s Wednesday, More sunshine, but cooler Thursday in the lower 60s. Rain is likely on Friday in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.